Well, I had right here on my notes, start with Plank Chapel, but I don't think I need to do that right now because Plank Chapel did that for me. As we heard the testimonies and the witness this morning about the growth and the beauty and the wonder of the heritage of here, of how this church was built, how it came to be in its various renditions from a home church to a meeting house made of logs, to a chapel constructed out of planks, and then educational classrooms added, and then an educational wing built. And many of you might not remember or know that it was built with a flat roof and with brick siding. And then eventually the roof was peaked and siding was added, and then we asphalted the parking lot and were in the process of adding Wi-Fi to our attributes. There's been a lot of transition over the years to this place that we call Plank Chapel. And through that transition, there have been different people sitting in the pews, and those of you who came back and found your normal pew was already filled, you found yourself in an awkward place, sitting someplace you might not want to, like near the very, very front of the church in the front pew. But when we come home to the church, come home to the church that was the foundation of our faith, and we find that the people are not the ones we remembered, it still feels like home, but maybe not really. And this was a little bit what's going on with the church in Ephesus, because there were two groups, those who felt that they were the ones, the circumcision, who felt that since the time of Christ, that they had walked that path of law, that they had been Jewish by birth, but Christian by Christ through his death and resurrection, that they were the ones that held the rules, the authority. They knew what church was. And then the uncircumcised, who by the grace of God came in through the blood of Jesus and were baptized in water and the Spirit, but they weren't circumcised. They hadn't grown up in the law. Their kitchens weren't kosher. They weren't who we were. How do we become one body? How do we become one through Christ if we understand the law this way and they understand God's grace that way? That was the struggle and the division in this. Can you imagine the church having division? That was the struggle in the early church. And so we hear in this letter to the church of Ephesus, we hear it spoken that the wall comes down because Christ abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity, one new humanity. So we might go, but wait a minute. I remember Christ saying he didn't come to abolish the law, but to fulfill the law. So if he fulfilled the law still exists. So what does he mean that he abolished the laws? Well, when he abolished the laws, when he fulfilled the laws, law books were closed. They had been fulfilled. That the one law that stands is the law of grace. The purpose of the law was to guide us in our walk with God that we might stand righteously before God. We now do that through the gift of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. All are welcome at the foot of the cross. It does not divide, it unifies. It breaks down the walls that divide us. How many of you live in a house with a lot of walls? I mean a lot of walls, such that when one person's in one room and another person's in another room, you might need to text each other because you can't hear each other. Walls divide. And all I could think about when I was thinking about those barriers that walls can create, I know sometimes we really need sound barriers, but walls create barriers. And I was thinking about the Berlin Wall. Now, there may be some in here who weren't even born when the Berlin Wall came down, so they don't even know it was up. But remember in 1989, when the Berlin Wall came down, and that sense of how a divided Germany became one. Well, as the body of Christ, we do a lot of things to build walls. And sometimes we even go into that old law book, Leviticus, and pull out some old laws that help to divide us. But when Christ fulfilled the law, he abolished the law book, so that it is the grace and love of God that brings us to the throne of God. The grace and love of God that unifies this glorious, if you could see what I see, this glorious diverse body into one body. But we have hidden walls, don't we? We don't have real constructed walls. We have hidden walls. I was at a youth event from our conference this week called Annual Conference Session for Youth. And we had new staff and old staff, kind of like the circumcised and the uncircumcised. And the new staff kept finding all these hidden rules, hidden things that the old staff knew because we had done it all the time. But it created a division between old and new. And someone had to cross that barrier so that we could be one body, one staff. But we do that all the time. How many of you invite people into your home and then have to tell them some hidden rules? That no one's going to invite you into their home and say, that's my dad's chair, don't sit in it. Or no one's going to say, you might say it because of the wrath of the mom if you don't. Don't drink in that room. But we have to, rules become walls, become barriers. And sometimes we have rules and walls about who we are as the body of Christ and who can be in and who can be out. That's not what God wants. God wants one body, one unified body that all might come to be in a glorious relationship with Jesus. The church that God chooses to dwell in, though, is not made of brick or stone or planked wood. The church that God chooses to dwell in is made of God's people joined together through the love of God. We are on a mission to make and transform the world into that place of peace and joy in one body. But every building has a cornerstone, even Plank Chapel. Somewhere out here, I meant to look at it somewhere between Sunday school and worship and forgot to. There is one, and you can probably see even on it some engravement of dates and names. But Christ is our real cornerstone. And the marks on that cornerstone are the nail holes through which he was fastened to the cross. The foundation of his church are the saints that have come before us. The saints that are here with us, the saints that we are growing within us, become the building blocks through which God builds his church. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the planks of Plank Chapel. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In our